Come on, everybody, time for Jason and Deb, the fourth best morning show in all of Austin. There's all the fans are messing with your radio mix. Oh no, this ain't Big D and Bubba, it's the Morning X.
Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Deb, what up, man?
What up with you?
What's up?
Well, I was this morning just expecting, bracing for there to be some type of poop disaster in the house. New foster dog.
Oh.
But yeah. No, it was good today. He did what he was supposed to do, where he was supposed to do it.
Okay.
Which yesterday didn't happen. I was middle of my online meditation,
mm-hmm.
I smelt something funny, so I had to be excused from the Zoom.
You didn't zen your way through it?
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
You can't just weave that into your...
I'm not there yet.
Harnessing your chi-ness.
I'm not there yet. Like, you're supposed to be able to, like, get rid of all these negative thoughts and feelings, and that's great, but I have to always go, I gotta go clean up this poop. Massive, big old chunk of it. So it was all right, though. Cleared it up, opened a window, and just went right back to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice chunk.
Then later on the same day, he did a poop in the same spot, even though I've been taking him out every 20, 30 minutes, every time after he eats. And look at the other dogs. Look what they do. They poop out here. This is where you're supposed to go. Do it out here. Please don't pee up that statue again at my house. Thank you very much.
You're really selling the people on this used dog that you're trying to
that's what happens
to
with dogs.
Out there.
When you get them, you gotta break them into your routines, your habits. I mean, if you're okay with poop in the house, then... that's fine. He's right there, but I strive for a higher level of pooping for my animals. I like them to poop where I tell them to poop.
I just like the idea of Alfie trying to tell this new dog, Henry, like how, like, yeah, she makes you go outside. We don't get it, but, you know, if you're
it's
good,
easier.
If you're quick, you can just do it wherever. She won't figure it out
right.
for a while.
I think Alfie's telling the dog, he's like, you should try to get to the radio station. Yeah. You can go wherever you want, wherever you want up there. All right? Don't mess around in this lady's house, but if she takes you to work, that place is, put it wherever you like, man, no problem.
Look, it took a little while, but he listened to that, didn't he? Now he doesn't do that anymore.
Alfie?
Yeah.
Oh.
You just got to tell him enough times for it to sink in.
Think about that was just somebody who spilled water in the hallway
think
there.
Think about
right?
how
that
stubborn was... you are. Now turn yourself into a diva of a dog. That's even more stubborn.
Okay.
There's a lot of work you got to get through. But no, I think it'll be a few days.
How come Henry gets all these passes on his stubbornness, but I get ridiculed?
You're a grown-ass man, all right? He's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dog who's been mistreated in life. You've been nothing but milk-fed and pampered.
Right.
You've been reared like a Kobe beef cow by your mother. just massaged and, like,
they wash
soaked
their hair?
In milk. Yeah, you're always being, like, gently rubbed by something.
Speaking of how terrible things keep happening to me... what happened, guys? It was 60-something yesterday morning. I thought we were in the we had fixed up our January coldness.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
I was flip-flops and shorts to work in January yesterday
Jason
morning.
Jason was today years old when he remembered that January is indeed January. And don't worry, Jason, have February to come. That is our coldest month.
How come I can't get yesterday was great.
It's going to be 70 again in a couple days. You'll be fine.
I need it to be 70 at 5:40 a.m., okay?
When you
that's the most important.
You don't even leave your house.
I have to walk by an open garage door, okay?
Oh, the struggle is real.
Yeah, exactly. And,
you hear
and
this
then
guy
I walk all the way
milk-fed and massaged his entire life.
Exactly. Again, why do slight inconveniences happen to people who aren't outright terrible? What up with that,
you
man?
You are outright
what
terrible.
Up with that? I am not outright.
Pretty much.
Speaking of out, it's the last day of the presidency for Donald Trump. We'll get to that later. I'm sure there's some important things. Who got pardoned? Who didn't get pardoned? Sorry, Joe Exotic. Can I use your limo reservation?
That tickles me.
But... the important news first, topping all rodents trolling me news. If I told you Punxsutawney Phil was on Cameo, is that something you'd be interested in?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
No.
It is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
I went through the proper steps. I applied. I told the people at Cameo, hey.
How big time you are.
I'm famous. Let me get after your video messaging dollars. No reply.
Maybe
okay?
It's worth trying again.
Didn't even answer me. And now you're telling me that this rat has gotten in? Mm. What do you think he is?
He's very famous.
He's verified.
When's his day? When's his special day? Isn't it coming up?
Groundhog's Day is February 2nd.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be very special this year. They have canceled the celebration in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania because of the pandemic. Surely we're going to have a virtual shadow thing?
We don't need a bunch of people to be there.
What the situation is. Also, like tiny town like Punxsutawney, aren't those the people who are like, whatever, don't let it dominate your life?
No, I think they are the ones that say, let it dominate your life. Come here and spend all your dollars.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they would still be doing their stuff.
And they're not allowed to.
Not allowed to. Tell that to the people of Round Rock.
Pandemic.
I went to Round Rock the other day.
Yeah.
Good God night, the Longhorn Steakhouse is popping.
Yeah. What's popping? Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Big time.
Look, we had to
highway food in Round Rock.
We had to drive away from Texas Roadhouse because the line was out to the highway. Okay.
Oh, damn it. You know what? Talking to Texas Roadhouse, it's coming up on San Antonio guy's birthday, so I guess I'm going to have to take him there for a meal.
Wow. You really know how to treat a guy.
Hey, that's his favorite place. I took him to Uchiko for the first year we were together for his birthday, and he was like, okay.
Yeah.
So why would I spend $200 when I could just spend, I don't know, what is it, $12.99 for a steak and a sweet potato?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's unlimited peanuts and stupid sweet honey butter bread roll things.
Golly, all of this sounds, you're giving me a Texas Roadhouse emergency.
You want to take him? You take him. I'll pay for you both. I'll buy a gift card. It's on me.
Fool me once, shame on me. This whole thing started last Friday night. This is how you know my Fridays are going off, guys, because my mom called me and was
poppin'?
My mom called me last Friday, was like, hey, I have a $75 Texas Roadhouse gift card.
Ooh-wee.
Do you want to go with me? And I was like, I got nothing going on. This sounds awesome. Let's do it. I drive up and meet my mom at the Texas Roadhouse. But literally, there were so many people spilling out. We're like, we're not going in there.
You got to time that just right at that place.
Not going in there.
It's Bedlam. People love that place. There's always a line out the door.
I think I had somehow talked myself into, even though I'm on January 2 fat lockdown diet, I was like, well.
You wanted highway steak, didn't you?
I can get a steak and a vegetable. I can get a lean animal protein vegetable. I'm not going to. That's not cheating. And so then we're like, what, are we going to go next door to Cheddar's? I was like, no. Cheddar's only has like chicken tender combos. Like,
everything is double
deep
fried.
You can't get a side of broccoli. You have to get a side of chicken tenders.
Like Cheddar's, they kill the cows for their steak by like drowning them in butter. That's that's not funny.
Oh, that's horrible. Jason, as a milk-fed steak yourself, would you rather be butter-fed?
What's that cruelty technique that you guys don't like?
Which one? All of them.
Foie gras.
Stuffing things down your throat.
What happens with that?
It fattens your liver up.
They take the geese and they stick it full of fat until
the liver gets so big.
Hey, Nick, I got to the part in Big Mouth where the bird pops. Pretty sweet.
Nice.
Pretty sweet. Is that what happens in the foie gras?
You're grossing me out, man. But now too much animal death for this
time
of the morning.
I want to try this butter strangulation technique that you're talking about here and just see if it enhances the flavor. So, somehow, because we couldn't go to Texas Roadhouse, we pivoted to, I guess, Texas Longhorn Steakhouse. That's got to be like the poor man's Texas Roadhouse, right? I mean, it's a highway food steak place.
Was it popping?
It was pretty. It was not Texas Roadhouse style popping, but it was pretty good. I was like,
Friday night in Ramrock,
what's going on here, guys?
Do they have social distancing tables, or did they just everyone crammed all in?
They were seating people every other table or something like that. But there was at one point, like I'm looking at my table, and like the next there's a catty corner table, and I'm like, this kid right here. This kid is like 5.5 feet away from me.
You're getting his fecal shedding for sure.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They got a steak and a vegetable at Longhorn Steakhouse. Wasn't bad. Good on you. Oh, but my point was, my mom lured me to Round Rock saying, I'm going to buy you dinner.
And then you had to buy, didn't you?
all of a sudden, Jason's buying a $64 steak dinner for mom.
Nice.
What's up with that? So, yeah, I ain't falling for your, I'll give you a gift card to Longhorn Steakhouse.
So you took her out for a steak, and you're never going to call her again.
That's right. That's right. Not going to answer your calls either, Mom. Don't try and lure me out on a Friday night.
He'll be back.
Yeah, I had nothing.
Bridget, he'll be back Friday night. You text him again. You just send him a steak emoji. He'll be right there.
So, yeah, Punxsutawney Phil, you can find him on a Cameo and get a personal message.
How?
Yeah, I guess they say it's going to come from one of his handlers.
Yeah, I'm on his page. And
Phil is just going to sit there.
Yeah, there's some doofus with a hat that sits there and talks to you.
I believe they've indicated that Phil also will not give you a prediction on the weather. He won't tell you whether or not you're going to have an early spring or what's going to happen
more
there.
More importantly, where is the money going to go for this thing?
I was kind of thinking that as well because, Phil, he ain't got no college fund that he's saving up for, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is he even trying to
pay for his digs? He literally just digs.
Trying to buy a new big screen TV for his Punxsutawney hole in the ground?
I would assume
he's
that
a city employee, right? Or
well, yeah,
he's
this
owned
this
by the
go
city.
To the city, and this is to offset their lack of tourist dollars. Because this probably Groundhog Day is what keeps them going. It's their South.
Or
by
it just
Southwest.
Goes straight into this guy's pocket, the guy with the dumb hat.
Oh yeah,
what it's just to buy everybody in Punxsutawney a dumb hat.
Well, you could be an imposter, Punxsutawney Phil, right? Like, just go out and get yourself some kind of a rodent,
big hat and then
identify yourself.
Dress Alfie up as Punxsutawney Phil.
Do we even know that this is the real Phil?
Why don't we call him Flugaville Falfie?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Phil just blinked. I can confirm that it's not just a stuffed groundhog that they're using.
Oh, okay. How much, Deb? Cam. Candid Cameo, how much does it cost for a...
$75.
Wow, that's pretty good. $80.
Oh.
$80 mm-hmm. is what this little rat is going to charge
you. $99.
Yeah. Just for the record, Cameo, I'm going to charge like 25% of what from Punxsutawney Phil will charge. All right?
Mm.
Get at me.
Are people still getting at you on your bootleg Cameo?
I get a couple of requests here and there, and honestly, now I'm like, don't let me on Cameo because the idea of me having
to do extra work.
Just if there were if I got home and there were five cameos lined up for me to do, I mean, that would be $100, and I would be like, not worth it. I don't want to do it. I want to take a nap. I don't want to have to go through with this, man.
I know it's hard work, isn't it?
It's a lot of things and stuff going on there, man.
I could see you doing it where you tell them why you don't want to do their Cameo and just what you could be doing. So like, hey, like you're in bed and it's like, hey, you're just gonna watch me go to sleep instead.
God,
I like that idea. All right. Buy my sleep videos. Should I start an OnlyFans for that?
Yes. Yeah.
Jason, touch your elbow.
No, what is one of the webcam girls' websites? Just live stream it, the whole thing.
There was a time, you remember they asked, was that, it might have been before you were, there was a time where the boss came to me with some company that was doing a just live stream, the 2005 time where you would wear some sort of camera that follows you around all the time. And it was just like, whatever you're doing, you just go home, you sit down, make yourself a bowl of Cheerios, people are going to watch you Cheerio. And
it's
then
the
you're
going to
play video games. And yeah, there was just some camera that was on you all the time. And I was like, that sounds terrible.
That sounds awful.
Well, there's just more the content that I'm putting out there, I don't think that's...
Honestly, unless there's fecophiliacs out there, nobody wants that on me. All I'm doing all day is cleaning up animal poop. You don't want to know. You don't want to know about my life.
Is my guy Ned Ryerson on Cameo?
Oh, Needlenose Ned?
Ned the Head?
What's his
Ned
real name?
Ned Ryerson. Stephen Tobolowsky.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like the kind of guy who's cashing in.
He should be. He's the type of guy who should be on there.
Yeah. Me and you, Ned, we're the type of guy who should be on there. All right?
I don't know why people would want it
from you. Kick these rats out, man.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Morning X Sports.
WhatX.com is where you can go for all the details on Henry, if you're interested in adopting. Deb says no poop disasters today.
Oof. Nope. Great.
Should start one of those. It's been this many days since
there's been an accident in the workplace.
See if you can get up to
2.
Yeah, just
see. Be nice.
I don't know. Maybe a full-on week before he'd get... I don't know. When is... what's the timeline for somebody adopting him? Because I know there's going to be
He's meeting somebody today.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Oh.
Yep.
Good times.
I'm taking him to the groomers. Big shout-out to my groomers, West End groomers. They're the best. They're off Guadalupe, Midtown area. And, they... They're such philanthropers, Jason.
Yeah.
They got you beat, man. You always call yourself a philanthropist.
Did I always call myself that?
Yes, they're going to be taking care of Henry's grooming and nail trim today. They're doing it for free.
Really?
Because he's a stray. Okay. And they know it's going to help rehome him. But if you're looking for someone who does a really great job, one of the things I love best about them is the nails. They do my dog's nails.
Yeah.
Doing real good.
All right.
Doing real good.
Who is it again?
West End Groomers.
West End Groomers. Do you do humans, West End?
Oh, they could give you a milk bath and
hook me up?
Trim your nails.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, nose hairs. Wouldn't that be good if you could just go and get your nose and
eyebrows,
ears hairs?
I got a real situation going on, man.
Let me come over. I'll clip
Last
you.
Last time you clippered me, I went.
But
wound
we all
up
knew
with,
that was a comedy tramline haircut.
What did you call them? Tram lines? No, tram it was lines. Not. We did not all know. I certainly didn't know going in.
Nah, anytime you get a haircut in the studio, that's not for reals. But if I came over to your house, yeah, be serious. Nah, or I'd just send you to West End Groomers.
I don't think so.
With Henry today.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Get all the details about Henry over at 101x.com if you're interested in adopting. People are already looking.
Posted a really awesome picture of a video of him last night. I was sitting on a couch. I was flanked by the two pitties, Brady on my right, Henry on my left, and he's so
tiny.
Symmetry
is important.
Yes, he's so tiny. He cut up in this ball, but on his back, was all twisted around. He looked like a little shark with his spotty belly, and he had his head on my lap, and Brady's head was right there, and then Alfie was snoring and farting, looking down on them. He liked to sit up high like a little gargoyle on the end of the couch. It was very cute. It was a real sweet dog.
Nice.
Yes,
nice.
Real sweet dog.
Speaking of sweetness, Tiger Woods.
Oh,
wait,
Tiger.
What?
Hey, you watched his...
Dumbass.
You watched...
It's Tiger.
Talking to that phone call, you watched his documentary, right?
I did. Have you seen it?
No, but I read yesterday that Rachel Yucatel's in it.
You will love it.
Yeah, human element. You said yesterday you didn't enjoy it, and I was like, well, I won't watch it then. But then I read about... the mistresses are in there, and I was always interested in her story. She's quite a fascinating person.
Here's my thing is, in fact, I very vividly remember that Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving 2009, a day when all of this stuff started erupting and pouring out. And then, we found out that he had like a whole harem of mistresses. I was like, man, someday this is going to make the most bad A documentary. Uh-huh. And is that day here? I will say that the Tiger documentary, it's on HBO Max. You watched it, right, Nick?
Yeah.
It is both very good and well done and intriguing, but also like let me down a little bit because I would say 90% of it is stuff I already knew.
Right, we know too much.
And I followed the story very closely. So, the fact that he was boning a pancake waitress at the place that he used to take his wife to eat pancakes, I was like, yeah, I already knew that. That doesn't do anything for me.
Ah, he ordered the side of sausage.
But
wait, no, I didn't know that. Like, he took Elon there? And
it was like their local
The Perkins
restaurant,
down the street from their place in Florida.
And that was what they used that to, the one they used he was banging the chick?
They used to go eat all the time, and there was a hostess there who he, like, caught the eye of.
No.
And so, he, like, took Elon home. And was like, I forgot my sunglasses at the Perkins. I'm going to run back up there. And,
you know how I feel about hostesses, right? Does she have cankles as well?
I did not
Boyfriend
know.
Stealer?
Was that one a hostess?
Yeah.
I guess I forgot the details of that one.
I like how Jason has Tiger catching her eye. Like, it wasn't...
Yeah, like she's out on the prowl.
It took a couple tries, but finally he attracted the attention of this hostess.
Right. Also, for the record, I made up that forgot sunglasses story, but that would be awesome if we knew.
If that was in the documentary, it would have been great.
That's the thing, there's just very few, like... gross, greasy details
of his, because he
that I and he's not was, involved in
right,
it, by the way,
I was
not
gonna
at
say,
all.
Because
which
it's
is,
not about
is key
it's
to
not from him
is key to him. It being pretty good.
I'll be mildly disappointed because we know everything.
Well, but there are. I would say it is totally worth it because there in part one. They talked to his first girlfriend, and she like talks about how he was,
first girlfriend ever or
in
first
high
girlfriend.
High school, yeah.
I thought you meant first girlfriend in his marriage.
No, his high school girlfriend. And I thought that part was really interesting.
Tell me too much.
How she talks about how he's like he was a dork.
Yeah.
He was a nerd. And then they hit it off and he's like, hey, I'm playing in this golf tournament this weekend. And she shows up and he's at a professional golf event where kids are like clamoring for his autograph. And she's like,
what?
What? Who are
this
you?
Guy.
You're a dork. And the way their relationship ends is quite notable. The best part is in part two. Rachel Yucatel, who was like side piece number one, she's the Vegas hostess. She talks. Is this the first time that she's really talked about stuff?
No, there was a TV show about her because she lost her fiance in 9/11.
Oh, that's not in the documentary.
Yeah, and so she's quite an interesting person to begin with. Yeah, she's gone through a lot of stuff.
She spills some beans on their situation, and I was like, okay, that was worth it. But in general, I was like, I was expecting an 11 out of 10, and it's a good 8.5.
Oh,
but you should watch it.
I'll take that.
You should watch it.
Some of the movies I'm watching nowadays, I'm lucky if I get a good 6.5.
Deb was lamenting the fact she forgot to watch Lone Star 911 yesterday.
God,
so
Nick,
yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm so behind.
Watch like the
Tiger Woods documentary 20 times
off with a baby
before
in a
you
tree?
Watch Lone
they,
Star
they,
911.
They just tease you with the good stuff. Oh. All summer long, it's been like, there's magma in Austin, Texas, and it's at the very last end of the episode.
Oh.
That's when it is. So it's episode 2 is when they're going to have all the lava. Oh. It's fine.
They just double hooked you. You got mm-hmm. got, man.
It takes out a vegan Tex-Mex trailer.
Mm. That sounds about right.
Deserved it.
The lady doesn't. This is a spoiler. Let's see if anybody cares about the show. The lady, she doesn't realize that the magma is coming mm-hmm. because she's
the lady in the food truck.
Yeah, because she's doing a guided meditation, and so she's focused on that. And I was like, that's.
That's brilliant. So,
word of warning, Deb.
Your life seems made up.
That's great.
Dude, more unbelievable to me, vegan Tex-Mex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds
I
great.
I mean, that is like
Guac
a...
Guac and roll.
That is a... Because Tex-Mex means delicious, and mm-hmm. vegan means not delicious.
That's not true.
What is it? What do they mean? I thought that's what it meant.
You're dumb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I told you about the most delicious vegan thing I found. And I'm not a vegan. I like to eat. I prefer not to have animal products at all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess that's vegetarian too. But like vegan is like nothing. No meat juice. No, not even a sniff of meat juice. But I found this queso, this vegan queso.
Nope.
Right. I'm out because then how could it be good? Right. Because you got to have cheese.
Yeah.
But, girl, it's a picnic, and I swear I've just gone there for dinner just because I've wanted to have the queso as an appetizer like multiple times. I don't really care for the rest of the menu. It's fine. I know there's people that love it, but I think it's fine. But that vegan queso.
For real, I'm oftentimes confused about what's vegan. Tortillas?
Depends. Sometimes there's lard in them.
Yeah, I feel like you need the lard to do Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a real important part, man. Anyway, good luck to that vegan Tex-Mex trailer.
Got eaten by the magma.
Oh, right. It doesn't exist. For a second,
this isn't a TV show. I had, see? Nine Star. Lone Star.
I had
nine
adjusted to
11.
This being an actual real place.
Yeah,
it's just
imitating life.
Look, I had suspended disbelief. Yeah. All right? I believe it was possible.
Let me Google
it. Surely is not possible.
You don't know.
Surely is not possible.
Are doing the thing where they're dealing with the COVID, so everybody's wearing masks, and they make several social
in the
distancing
show,
jokes. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But jokes, great.
Yeah, there's like Rob Lowe, spoiler alert again, faces down a tank that is loose on the streets of Austin, Texas, and
that is
afterwards,
literally a tank.
Yep.
In the street of Austin,
yep.
Texas.
And after everybody comes up to like try to hug him and congratulate him, and he's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, social distance, guys!" But they are very lax with their max protocol.
Why is there a tank?
It's a tank.
Yeah. How do you think you're gonna fight back the magma?
The Texas Military History Museum that I'm sure is probably really real.
How do we get to that from the Tiger Woods dunking and stuff and them? Anyway, yeah, go watch it. I'll tell you this, Rachel, you could tell for being side piece number one.
Yeah.
Really got to step up your game, okay? That's how.
Stop using fillers.
Do we already? Well, I feel like that's part of the side piece.
This was over
10
years ago as well. She's my age now, but she's done a bunch. She's like had a bunch of work done.
Dude, her lips are ridiculous.
When she first sits down, I was like, I wonder, did she want to look like this? Or did the producers be like, hey, we're gonna make you look like a side piece gold digger real quick? Because that's what she looked like when I saw her. But no, step up your game. Did we know this? The way that the tiger got busted, the reason that Elon was chasing him with a golf club when he's tripping on Ambien is because Rachel Yucatel gets a phone call. It says Tiger Woods on the thing. And she just answers the phone. She's like, "What's up, babe?" And it's Elon on the phone. It's like chapter one of the side piece handbook. You don't answer the phone, "What's up, babe?"
Why?
You say...
She should be like, "Hello, golf
You could tell
hotline.
An associates. You say...
That's awful.
Tiger Woods.
By the way, I found some vegan Tex-Mex for you.
I bet you did.
Counterculture. I know where that is on East Cesar Chavez. We got Chino's Fusion Hacienda. Of course, there's Bolden Creek. That place is amazing. That's not specifically Tex-Mex, but they have Tex-Mex stuff there. So you guys want to go get some?
No, I'm going to eat some real Tex-Mex. Oh, put me right in, man.
Fine.
It's not on my sort of plan.
There's real Tiger Woods news. He had a microdiscectomy to alleviate nerve pain in his back.
A dissectomy?
Specifically, he posted on Twitter that he had, quote, recently undergone a microdiscectomy procedure to remove a pressurized disc fragment.
Ow.
End quote. Does not sound good. Does not sound good. I'll tell you that
this is going to feel better afterwards, right? Surely.
Is he? Because this is his fourth microdiscectomy. He's had this procedure three previous times. Eventually, he had to get a more serious operation, a spinal fusion. He had to in 2017, had a spinal fusion.
San Antonio guy had that done in his neck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They went in through the front. He's got this scar right here. Or maybe that was the time that person held the knife up against his throat.
Allegedly. Oh.
Yeah, and then went through the neck.
Ow.
To the back.
Yeah, he's had a busted up back for a little while.
He's got no feeling in three fingers because of it.
San Antonio guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Is he going to go for all 10 fingers? It seems like losing feeling is something he'd be into. He's like,
loves it.
He's like, oh,
Every now and then he'll accidentally pick up a plate or something out of the oven with his left hand, and he's like, oh, that was dumb. I kind of just stuck my right hand in there with these three fingers. Don't worry. It's working down into his heart.
So Tiger is Tiger will not play in the Farmers Insurance Open and the Genesis Invitational, which is next month. At least the next two events on his schedule. The pressing concern: will he be ready for the Masters? That is the first weekend of April. And also, of course, the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play Championship, which happens right here in Austin,
Dallas?
Texas.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, the last week of March. Will Tiger Woods be here for that? Hope you're good, Tiger. What'd you think of that documentary? Think you watched it?
Oh, God, no. I wouldn't if I were him. I wouldn't want to be reminded of all that stuff.
Some of it's fun. It's like when he was, you know, a kid.
Is it?
Yeah, I was like, look at you as a little kid on the Ed Sullivan Show whacking the golf ball around. There's a part, spoiler alert, there's a part they ask him to putt. And they put a ball on the green for him, and little three-year-old Tiger goes and picks up the ball and moves it closer to the hole and then puts it in. Adorable.
That's very cute.
Adorable. Cute little kid, I tell you what. All right, go. We have a 12-pack of Bud Light Seltzer, a shirt, mask, and other goodies. A Jason and Deb prize pack. Could be yours right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Beat me and you get a prize pack. 512-835-1015.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What about X, Jason Deb, the Morning X? QMAC tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Tiger didn't catch her eye. She caught him by the toe. Hashtag jokes.
That's good.
Wow, Lord.
I thought you were going to groan at that. You enjoyed that, huh? Later on this morning, a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours. But right now, a Jason and Deb prize pack, including a 12-pack of Bud Light Seltzer. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Oh, snap. What do we have here, Nemesis Kayla?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Kayla. Did I name you Nemesis Kayla because you wouldn't stop beating my ass and smarter than Jason?
Pretty much.
And it stuck, huh? All right, good. Well, I wish you luck. I'm going to the hallway.
I love it. What up, Nemesis Kayla? How's you today?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Got a little acid reflux, a little indigestion, but that's fine. Nothing that's... Go get me some drugs. Ooh, vegan Tex-Mex. Oh, that sounds good. yeah, other than that, everything's good. All right, you choose, Kayla. Boroughs of New York City, explosives trivia, and tricky spelling words.
Do you say tricky spelling, like S-E-L-L-I-N-G?
Spelling, like spell this word for me.
Oh, spell. Let's do spelling.
All right. It's tricky, though. That's what Nick called it. Tricky spelling words. Number one, rendezvous. Spell rendezvous for me.
Wow, I should have picked something else.
Well, the good thing is you can write it down in front of you. I mean, if you want to cheat, you can look it up, but I'm not going to give you too much time. Rendezvous.
Wow. Let's just miss this one and say Nounavait.
Oh, man, you suck. Nemesis, Kayla, that is awful. Sorry.
I know.
Rendezvous. It's a French word. Rendezvous. Rendezvous. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget it now. All right, Kayla, number two. Somersault. Somersault. Not to my knowledge, a French word, but I don't know.
If you say it with the accent, they're all French words.
True. Mm-hmm.
Somersault.
Vie un queso? Now I really want that. I don't have time today. I've got such a busy day today. Like, I literally, every half an hour block is like taken. Mm-hmm. S to do all day. It's the inauguration as well. Got to go celebrate with my friends.
I'll skip that.
Oh, no. We're getting together. We're partying like it's 2008. All right. Somersault.
Okay. S-A-M-E-R-S-A-U-L-T.
No, you actually just missed one. S-O-M. Mm-hmm. Somersault.
Oh, dang it.
Somersault. And finally, this is a fun one. Phlegm. Definitely one of the words that looks like what it is. Mm-hmm. Phlegm.
That one sounds familiar. So let's see. I know it's kind of like that silent letter in there. So P-H-L-E-G-M.
Yes, you did it! Yeah! All right, Kayla, hold on. You're probably not going to beat Jason, but we do have a prize for you. In the event that Jason wins. Nemesis Kayla, Jason.
Yeah.
Your nemesis. Got one right.
All right. I heard a lot of clapping and cheering.
Because she finally got one.
Oh, okay.
I was happy for her. Tricky spelling words. Tricky.
Tricky spelling words.
Tricky.
All right.
I know it. I totally know it.
I like to spell the words
Trixie,
and stuff.
Like
we would cheer for you.
What?
But you're usually so busy patting yourself on the back how smart you are.
There's no room for
it. Can't get in there.
Yeah. Mm. Number one.
Kwiatkowski. K-W-I-A-T-K-O-W-S-K-I. Kwiatkowski.
No one cares. Rendezvous.
And if I got that correct, I am.
Rendezvous.
Oh, God damn. Rendezvous. I know all the tricky spots.
Do you?
And yeah. But I don't. Might be the easy spots that are going to get me. Rendezvous. Like, it's not Ron. Ron Burgundy? No, it's R-E-N. The views, it's like with a views, rendezvous with an S. Is it O-U-S? Is that it? And then, yeah, some a-hole just put a Z in there. I know all the tricky spots.
Do you?
But can I put them all in order correctly? Rendezvous.
Come on.
Come on, little baby Jesus. Don't let me down now. Rendezvous. R-E-N-D-E-Z-V-O-U-S. Rendezvous.
I'm sorry. We were looking for that to be a Z in there. But otherwise, you got it correct. Perfect. Well done.
It's insane because I said Z instead of Z.
You got it right there.
So that's really the thing. You unpatriotic people say Z instead. Yeah. That's what we had to overthrow you. All right. you just say it's X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Do you have any other letters that are something else?
You've known me for how long, sir? Better part of two decades.
Yeah.
You think that was just me?
I don't know. I thought it was like a fun nickname or something like that.
I don't know about letters.
Zed's dead, baby.
But they say nil instead of zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also use that word zero, but mm-hmm. Yeah, we say.
Is that a Z-row?
No.
Are there any other, there's no other mm-hmm. letters that are different?
Mm-mm.
Do y'all have 26 letters?
There's a few extra
the
ones.
The Spaniards have extra ones. We they got an Enye?
We can't tell you about our extra letters. They're for our use only. So,
is that
sorry.
Spanish alphabet, 27 letters? Is there another one in there?
Sure.
Another one in there somewhere. Right?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So I've tied.
You've
Kayla?
Tied, yeah.
Okay. Good.
Number
good,
two, good. Somersault. Somersault. Nick thinks he can do a double somersault.
Summer off a diving salt. Or a really tall place, I would imagine.
Where are the? Is it just one?
Could you do it off the top of Jason Dick's pool?
No,
that's high enough.
Couldn't even look, do one somersault.
It's terrifying.
You're gonna clear
it's
the
so
bench.
Tiny.
I just have an irrational feel. Like I was always as a kid, it's like you're gonna hit your head on the concrete of the pool and you fall in and you drown. I'm like, nope, not this guy. That's not how I'm going out.
But to double the flip like, off of a springboard, you're like not worried about hitting your head on the pool of that one?
Not until now.
All right. You got to projectile yourself forward as well as around and around. Mm-hmm.
Somersault, SOMERSAULT,
that's
somersault.
Correct. You did it.
Nemesis Kayla. Maybe you just go back to regular Kayla now.
Nemesis no more.
Maybe I become Nemesis Dick. How about that?
You're so many people's nemesis. I can't even keep count. Number three.
Think of who the Nemesis Dick in your life is. Tweet us.
Phlegm. Jason. Phlegm.
And this is the one she got, huh?
Yeah.
Because this one's tricky.
It is tricky.
Is there a weird G in there? What up, G? Where are you going? Phlegm. Phlegm.
Phlegm.
God, what a terrible word. It's gross, and it also, like, looks gross.
I said to Nick, this is a word that looks like what it is.
Yeah.
And I've got to read this tiebreaker because it's awesome. Like, according to HEB.com, a 20-count pack of Mucinex 12-hour phlegm relief will cost you how much? I find Mucinex to be quite pricey.
I feel like I was
going to
say, isn't Mucinex kind of sneaky expensive?
Yeah, but it
how
works.
Many? How many? It's been in
20.
20?
Yeah, it does work, but damn, it's expensive.
$19.99.
It says $12.84 here. Oh, I don't know about that. Okay. Is that HEB
you
brand?
You talked me up.
That's the Mucinex. That's Mucinex brand.
Wow. Okay, phlegm.
Maybe it's come down in price. Maybe there's more phlegm aid out there.
The 20-count box, like that's a small one.
That's like 2 days.
L-E-G-M.
That's correct. Phlegm. There's two Trixies in that one.
I knew there was a G in there. Yeah. Like if phlegm was just like if it was a... if it was a delicious pastry, it'd just be F-L-E-M. Mm. But because it's all gross, they're like, yeah, we're going to put some P-H's in here. Just a random G.
Filet mignon.
Gross.
Nasty. Yeah.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.